From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He is the fabulous every day of the week so far this week, and next week he does even more. So we appreciate Rob Center, our helper and producer, and I get to take a couple of days off next week, so he has 1% more work to do. So I very much appreciate him making sure that everything happens as it is supposed to around here. On the newsline with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. Follow him on Twitter. He's gotten a little political sometimes lately, at Aisle Seat, and I'm not going to let people know what his politics are, but let's just say that he loves change. And campustheater.org is the website of the Campus Theater that sponsors his appearances on WKOK Sunrise every Friday morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Hi, Mark. Good to talk to you.
I do appreciate it. Okay, let's talk about some movies that are available on I guess it's cable or online streaming services these days, and some recommendations.
Yeah, well, the first one I want to recommend is a movie on Netflix. It's one of their original films, which is called The Old Guard, and it stars Charlize Theron, and she's the leader of this group of mercenaries, all of whom have achieved immortality. And they're on the run from the CEO of a pharmaceutical company who wants to steal their DNA and try to use it for a scheme that I won't give away here. But this is a movie that has a lot of action in it, and it's very much the kind of movie that we would normally see up on the big screen in the summer. It's a great big-budget, crazy, over-the-top action movie, and it's really a lot of fun. It has a lot of interesting ideas about life and death to it at the same time. So that's called The Old Guard, and it's streaming on Netflix. And if you're looking for a dose of hardcore action, I would recommend that one.
All right, fabulous, good. That's my favorite cup of tea, so we'll check that out. Elsewhere?
Yeah, there's another movie coming out on traditional VOD services today where you would have to pay to rent it, but it's called The Painted Bird, and it's a foreign film that inspired a fairly large number of walkouts when it screened at the Venice and Toronto film festivals last year. But I think it's a near masterpiece. It's a three-hour black and white Holocaust drama, but it's not really about the things you normally see in a Holocaust movie. It follows this little boy whose parents send him to live with his aunt so that he can avoid the extermination of Jews that the Nazis were perpetuating at that time. And while he's living there, the woman dies, and he's left alone. And so he leaves the house and goes on this voyage where he has one misfortune after another. He encounters these different people, and he goes through these different trials. But it's a really interesting film because it uses his journey as a metaphor for the Holocaust itself, which, of course, was this seemingly endless series of atrocities committed upon the Jewish people. And I found the movie absolutely riveting. It is hard to watch sometimes. There's some very shocking scenes in it, but I think it's an extremely well-made film and very worthwhile and very thoughtful. So that's called The Painted Bird. It's playing in a few theaters that are open around the country, but you can also get that on demand.
All right, and you say traditional VOD, video on demand, so I can go to like a home box office or a Cinemax and they might have it?
No, it'd be like on iTunes or Amazon or Google Play, places like that, or your cable or satellite provider might have it as well.
I got you. Okay, so certainly, yeah, we can buy movies from Service Electric Cable Vision, so maybe that's the way to go for that particular one. Or Amazon, everybody has that, I suppose, by now. Okay, so any other recommendations or what else is available these days on the streaming services and cable and so on?
For anybody who hasn't seen it already, I definitely recommend Hamilton, which is streaming on Disney Plus. I had not seen the show prior to seeing the film, although I'd heard the acclaim for it, and having seen it now, I completely get why people are so over the moon for Hamilton. It's really incredible, and what I love about this film is that they didn't just turn the camera on and record the performance. They were careful in how they selected shots so that it also works cinematically. And it's just an incredible experience. If you have not yet had a firsthand experience with Hamilton and you have Disney Plus, you should absolutely take the time to watch it because it's magnificent.
Well, it's a very timely message, too. Slavery is brought up a tiny bit, but it's there. as you know, sort of a something that's gonna come up again, so to speak. So that's there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very timely and very provocative, and you know, my 11-year-old son watched it, and even he was riveted by it. I thought maybe it would be a little complicated because all the music is rap, and you have to really pay attention, and it helps if you know a little bit of the history beforehand. But he followed it and really got into it too. So Hamilton is just legitimately great, one of the best films I've seen this year.
So I prepared by listening to the reading the lyrics ahead of time, so I knew where they were headed, listening to it and then reading the lyrics as I went along. Some of the rap is so fast, I could have never followed it. Yeah, without knowing. All right, so let's see, other entertainment news. What's cooking? You say John Hamm is in the news these days?
Yeah, it was announced this week that John Hamm is going to produce and star in a reboot of Fletch, which, of course, the great 1985 comedy with Chevy Chase. There was also a 1989 sequel, Fletch Lives. Now, Fletch, as you know, my favorite comedy of all time. I've seen it countless times. They're supposedly going to follow the second book in Gregory MacDonald's Fletch series, which was called Confess Fletch. I'm as big a fan of the books as I am of the movie, but I have to say that whether they're going to try to stick with the tone of the Chevy Chase movie or stick with the tone of the books, John Hamm is all wrong for this part, and I'm kind of disappointed. I like him a lot. He is funny. He's talented, but I just don't think he is the right choice for this character, so I'm a little bit concerned. Hopefully he will prove me wrong there.
Well, yeah, and that happens sometimes, you know, people you don't expect to be cast in films. What's an example of somebody you wouldn't think would excel in a film, and then when you watch it, they do well?
Oh, I mean, I'm blanking off the top of my head, but the problem with this is that the movie version of Fletch, Chevy Chase brought a lot of his own humor to it. In the books, he does not do what he does in the movie, which is put on the costumes and assume the different personas. In the books, he's just more of a wisecracking guy, but sort of unassuming, somebody who just sort of insinuates himself into a situation and takes it over. And for me, I think John Hamm is one of those people that you kind of notice. You know, he's tall, he's good-looking, he's got a presence. So to me, he just feels like not the best choice for that role. I was always hoping if they rebooted it that they would get Jason Sudeikis, who to me seemed perfect. But it's going to be John Hamm and Fletch.
And Jason Sudeikis has the talent for that, had he been chosen? I mean, we don't even know if he was up for the part, but his talents run deep enough to be able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And he was attached to the movie for a while, or at least they threw his name around. Ryan Reynolds was somebody else who over the years was mentioned as a possibility for it. I sort of feel the same way with him. He's got it humor-wise, but I also think that he's got a little too much presence to really play the character as he's supposed to be. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, maybe it'll work. I would love to be proven wrong because I love this character. I love the books. I love the original movie. So hopefully John Hamm will pull this off. But as for now, I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, you have to put on your objectivity hat when the time comes, so that you know, you can kind of see it in a new light, so that you can find out, you know, more objectively, you know, and not be skeptical when you're watching the film. Okay, so let's see. Kelly Preston died this week. We hadn't heard a lot about her lately, but she was still out there.
Yeah, she passed away after a 2-year battle with breast cancer, which she kept private. A lot of people, like myself, were shocked to hear that she had passed because no one knew that she was sick. But, of course, a really talented actress, also known for being married to John Travolta. She made her film debut in 1983 in a Charles Bronson movie called 10 to Midnight, which, if you've never seen it, that movie is quite an experience. But then she went on to do a lot more interesting movies. She was in Space Camp in 1986. She was in Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in 88. And, of course, the movie that she's probably best remembered for is Jerry Maguire in 1996, where she played Tom Cruise's girlfriend, who is sort of an antagonist in the film, but she made that character an antagonist without losing her humanity. So Kelly Preston was a really talented actress, and it's very sad that she's left us.
All right, well, appreciate that. Can we look forward to any theaters opening, any dates set that we'll be able to go to the movies?
Well, the good news is that the Campus Theater in Lewisburg is tentatively planning to reopen at the end of August. They did announce that yesterday, and there's going to be a lot of safety precautions in place, and of course everything at this point is still dependent on what happens with the coronavirus, but as of now, AMC is still planning to open July 30th, although I don't think that's going to happen because I think Tenet and Mulan are going to move again. But the Campus Theater, which wouldn't necessarily require those movies, is slated to open on August, I believe it's the 28th.
All right. So, okay, so they're giving themselves some time. By then, some students will be back in town, and so that'll help fill up the theater as well. Well, thank you so much, Movie Mike McGranahan. Very much appreciate all your reviews and your assistance throughout the year. I'll be off next week, so you'll be talking to Mr. Chris Elio at this time. So, but he's a big cinema watcher too, so he'll be able to have a good conversation with you. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Mike McGranahan, follow him on Twitter, at Aisle Seat. Movie Mike McGranahan's appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.